Deadlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Maya and Grace with your 8am Deadlines. Police are investigating the death of a snorkeler on the Great Barrier Reef. The woman, 76, was pulled from the water unresponsive just before 2pm on Tuesday. She could not be revived. The woman was part of a group of 80 snorkeling the Michaelmas Cay just off Cairns that day. Police say the death was not suspicious.
The first tropical cyclone of the season is expected to arrive near the Queensland coast next week. According to the Bureau of Meteorology, tropical cyclone Jasper is predicted to reach severe tropical cyclone status tomorrow. The status will continue to be updated as it moves through the Coral Sea over the weekend. Meteorologist Stephen Hadley says the cyclone will likely impact the tropical areas of Queensland. However, it is too early to be certain. The Bureau of Meteorology will provide updates regarding the situation over the coming days.
In national news, there is a new telescope at the ACT's Namaji National Park Station. The Australian National University's new quantum optical ground station at the Mount Stromboli Observatory is using the telescope to send and receive data from space. The telescope uses adaptive optics and lasers rather than the traditionally used radio waves to provide high-quality video transmissions from space. The telescope gives researchers thousands of times more data than before. According to the director of the ANU Space Institute, Professor Anna Moore, ANU will be working with NASA to help with human exploration with their human exploration program in 2024.
Non-urgent patients at South Australia's biggest hospital were left waiting up to 60 hours in the emergency department. Doctors at the Royal Adelaide Hospital asked the South Australian salaried medical officers to inspect the hospital on Tuesday after 115 patients were in the 69-bed emergency department. General medicine patients were left waiting up to 30 hours and one mental health patient waited 60 hours, according to the Union Chief Industrial Officer Benedict Mulholland. At 2:30 p.m. on Tuesday, all Metropolitan Adelaide Hospital emergency departments, excluding the Women's and Children's Hospital, were categorised as code white, meaning they had no available beds. Health Minister Chris Pickton told the ABC that it will be a critical part of the deliberations on health reform at today's National Cabinet meeting.
In international news, the death toll from the volcanic eruption in Indonesia rises to 22. 75 hikers were in the area at the time of the eruption on Sunday. 12 were being treated in hospital. Rescue efforts on Tuesday to find 10 missing hikers discovered 9 bodies, with one person still missing. Frequent eruptions on Mount Marapi hindered rescue efforts, with 5 eruptions on Tuesday alone.
For your weather today, Brisbane is cloud clearing. It's currently 27 degrees in Brisbane, with an expected maximum of 32. The fire danger is moderate, and the UV index is predicted to reach 11, which is in the extreme band. That's all for your news for 8am. We'll be back at 9am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter, or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.